welcome back, everybody. Another episode of the Green Room Podcast. I know you're dying to hear what we have to say about that thrilling game out in the West Left Coast. Tony Paul of the Detroit News here, along with my colleague, Michigan State beat writer Matt Charbonneau, who's looking spiffy. You can't see him, but he's looking spiffy in his glasses today. He's very studious, very studious.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, look. Feel free to discuss what the hell happened out there. 39-28, which seems a lot closer than it felt from the get-go. I mean, well, the get-go, the first drives.
I mean, I think that's
what the hell happened.
Because of the beginning, it feels so
awful.
It feels so awful for fans, I think, in you know, some people on Twitter, like, you know, maybe yourself, who said they were changing the channel, I think, at some point. So you had that luxury.
Yeah, I got to watch a little bit of Western and Pitt. Western made a little spirited run at the end, couldn't quite do it. And then I tuned on for the late night Eastern Michigan Arizona State action, which, by the way, at least gave the state of Michigan one green and white team that went out west and beat a Pac-12 team.
Well, they only had two chances, but okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, yeah, when you get behind like that early, it kind of feels, yeah, you have that feeling of where's this going? I just say this, compare that to Ohio State last year. Now that was to me, a true embarrassment. This thing would have been an embarrassment if what we saw for the first, I want to say a quarter and a half, if that continued the rest of the night, then I would throw this thing into embarrassment category. I know.
I won't. Yeah. I'm pretty harsh. I'm not going to call this embarrassing. No. Look, a bunch of 18, 22-year-olds went to the West Coast and got beat, as every Michigan State team that's gone to the West Coast has gotten beat in the regular season for 60 years.
Well,
I mean, it's not an embarrassment. I mean, that's a good football team. And that's a good football team with a quarterback who gets it.
Well, I think that's – and I don't mean just you. Obviously, you
see I know. I saw some embarrassment comments, yes.
Yeah, and well, you know –
people I was a little surprised to see him from.
Kendall Brooks, starting safety, said it was embarrassing when they watched the video on Monday and saw all the mistakes they made. And I think that's the thing, too. I think we get wrapped up in these preseason rankings, too, you know, good or bad. I mean, the idea that Washington – that you were just going to walk into Washington and it was going to be like – you know, beating a mid-major, I think, was crazy. I mean, the Michigan State fans have seen what Michael Penix has done. I mean, the guy's a damn good quarterback. He proved it again last week against a defense that – now, look, there's some realities to this that make you think, boy, this defense hasn't taken any steps whatsoever from last year.
Oh, it's taken steps, but they've been backward.
Well, I don't –
you can – look, you can –
how can you go backward from worst in the country?
You can't go backward from worst by ranking, but you can go backward by the end of the year of yards given up. And man, that was brutal.
You've already forgotten the Ohio State game.
No, well, look, Ohio State and Washington are two different animals here.
I understand that, right? But
I get that. And again, look, they went there, they got down early, they didn't quit, which is great. You know, they don't tend to quit, you know, when, you know, for the most part, and that's fine. I don't think many people expect him to go in there and beat them like a mid-major. It was just not competitive for a half, you know.
It wasn't for a little while. You're right. But I'll say the other thing that kind of I thought was off. I'd hear some people saying, well, they only started coming back because Washington was playing a prevent, which is absolutely not true. Was Washington playing a prevent on the first drive of the second half?
Well, that would be where I turned the channel to Western Pitt, so I don't know the answer.
Well, no.
To that question.
Let me just tell you, people, they weren't. I mean, you're not playing a prevent, you know, halfway through the game, and that's just not how it works. And there were offensive mistakes that who knows what would have happened. I mean, I'll ignore the poor math of the head coach who kept going for 2 points and then tells us it was, you know, the analytics say to go for it. Well, not every time he went for it, but anyway, you know, you got the 2 4th line goal line stands they have, and they give the ball away on both plays. They get the safety and the interception.
The first one was brutal.
The safety and the interception. Then you got a drop 2-point conversion from Jarek Broussard, who had a brutal game. You miss another 2-point conversion. I mean, these things, in that actual moment of each of those, you're like, yeah, whatever, they're losing. When you start adding that up at the end and you realize when they got the ball back the last time and they could have been within they would have been within two scores of winning, not just needing, 11 points to tie. And you just don't know what those things do to momentum. It's just hard to predict. And I just feel like this idea that everything, to me, it's always like there's got to be an extreme. You're either great, you're this championship team, or you're terrible.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all said going into the season.
That's sports, man.
I know, but we all said going into the season this was like an 8-9 win team. You know what they looked like to me on a trip out west against a pretty decent team? They looked like an 8-9 win team that is pretty good at times, but they've got some deficiencies that's going to take time to fix. I mean, it's going to take several recruiting cycles to get the depth on defense to where you avoid these things. You've lost Darius Snow. You've lost Xavier Henderson. You played without Jacob Slade. Those are three very good players. And you don't just – that doesn't just happen overnight. It takes some time to do. And to me, I think the overreaction is a little bit too much right now.
Yeah.
That said, I do believe Scotty Hazleton deserves a little bit of heat here. I'm not saying fire the guy, but, 3 years in, you'd like to see the same mistakes not happen, because a lot of these are mental mistakes, not so much scheme, but players not being in the right position, not using the right alignment, those sort of things. They give you some hope because those are easy to fix. But at the same time, you're like, 3 years in, why are those mistakes still being made? Right? It's not like they've got guys that are just physically being beaten. You just wonder, why are the same things happening? And that leads you back to coaching. And I think that's why Scotty Hazleton's catching a lot of grief. But let's be honest, the head coach is coaching your corners. So yeah. I don't think this is on one person, but they definitely deserve a little criticism. I'm not trying to say that, but maybe not as extreme as we think. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, look, the extreme, you take it or leave it. That's passionate sports fans. That's the way it is. I remember covering the Tigers pretty regularly from 2011 to 2014, and it was like every night was the end of the world or the top of the mountain, like for 162 games. It's just that's fans, and fans are fans, and they have every right to go nuts. I feel bad for the fans that went out there.
It was a good showing too. I'll tell you what.
I know. I you know, it's funny. I knew 20 people personally who were out there, and that's
a lot of
Michigan. It's a long trip to make, and boy, did you see apparently the lines for I don't know about when your flight was, but holy cow, the lines for the TSA on Sunday morning were apparently out to the parking lot. So
yeah, I missed that one. I was dumb enough to be a real early flight at 6:45, so I missed a lot of that. So not everybody did.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But anyway. it was a big Michigan State contingent. I mean, there was a lot of Michigan State fans that early in the game when the whole green and go green, go white chants were going.
Yeah, I must have missed those.
A road game to go to. That's a pretty cool environment there at Washington. The place gets loud. It wasn't even full because all the students weren't back. But,
right.
Yeah, it's a really cool setting. And fortunately for everyone who made the trip, it got a little ugly.
Yeah, well, but you know what? There are worse places to spend a weekend than Seattle. Yeah. That's for sure. One of my favorite cities. And what a setting, that football stadium. Gorgeous.
It is. It's funny. They say it's the greatest setting in college football. That's their slogan. And it's very good. But I wonder if any of those people have been to the Rose Bowl game. I mean, the sun setting over the mountains, it's pretty hard to beat. Now, I can't say maybe the UCLA regular season game, but
maybe it's the greatest setting in college football that no one really knows about. So
it's pretty cool. But and I don't think the environment, and I don't think the crowd noise and environment, all that was really that much of a factor in terms of the game. You had the one miscommunication with Broussard and Thorne, but that wasn't crowd noise. That was.
I don't think the crowd noise made an impact until after the game was getting out of hand early. I think that that was on Michigan State. I don't think there's anything there.
Yeah.
But, well, you say that they still are like an 8 or 9 win team. We'll see. They got a big stretch coming up here.
Well, that's the other thing too. So Minnesota's comes the Big Ten opener.
Minnesota's a Michigan, right? They not a poor man's Michigan. They're 3-0. They really haven't played anybody.
They
beat the snot on a Mel Tucker's depleted Colorado team. Last week, we left them with nothing, and they're terrible. They're Michigan as far as Michigan's better than them, but if you give me a choice, I want my team to play somebody. I mean, this 3-0 garbage. With the school, Michigan, playing three of the worst teams in FBS, legitimately, that's not hyperbole. I was talking with someone who said, well, they didn't know they were going to be that bad when they set up the schedule. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You thought that UConn was on its way to, being good for the first time in forever, 20 years or 15 years or whatever? I mean, no, this is bad scheduling.
Well, these teams were to replace other deals that were canceled. So, I
By
mean,
Michigan.
yeah,
Yeah.
I hate it. And look, Michigan State fans, you don't love being 2-1, but you have a hell of a lot more idea what you're dealing with today
Well, what's
than
better going? Yeah, right.
if
What's
last
better
week's
going
game would have
three
been
and
at
oh?
home against I don't know, Furman or somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. What's better being 3-0 or being 2-1 and coming into Big Ten play, or being 3-0 against nobody and coming in and getting the doors blown off by Minnesota? I mean,
And
you
that's, I
know.
mean that, but that's where we're at with Minnesota. What do we really know? And
Exactly.
people are
Exactly.
jumping all over them suddenly because it that's why like these wild reactions that happen, especially early in the year, like within a week. And I think PJ Fleck even referenced it the other day. It's like a week ago, everyone, this was a top 10 team, and it's like, we 1 week happens, Minnesota plays no one, Michigan State loses to a Power Five team, and suddenly the line flips 4 points in a day. And I know that's the betting public mostly, but I guess I don't get it. Minnesota's a solid team, and we're going to hear a lot about where they rank offensively and where they rank defensively. What does any of it mean? They've given up 17 points. I'm
Between
not
Min
about to say their defense stinks,
no.
but is it really any good? I have no idea.
I'll tell you what, be outside between Michigan State and Minnesota, and you take Washington game out of the equation. So take Washington out, then you've played eight supposed cupcakes, right? Michigan State's played the best one with Western Michigan. I have no doubt that Western Michigan could beat any of the teams that Minnesota or Michigan had played. But at least Michigan State was willing to go on the road. That's the problem. They all want these home games, and I get it. Look, COVID screwed budgets up. People freaked out. They want these home games. I understand that. But, do these home and homes. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're Michigan. You're Michigan, for God's sakes,
Hey, I heard a guy say that once.
and you're playing these teams. Like, and here's the thing that, somebody else mentioned too. There's four teams right now that get in the playoff, okay? But everyone's scheduling like they're a playoff contender, right? I mean, basically, that's the fact. They're all scheduling like they're a playoff contender, so we're gonna play these crap teams. It's just not good for the game. I'll be thrilled when we expand the playoffs and you're gonna start seeing more of these bigger games
You know,
later in the season.
the interesting
Because they
thing is,
won't kill you, because they won't
yeah,
kill you.
we used to joke around MSU because I think back to 2012, I think it was, when Michigan State kept losing close games. And I think it was Benny Fowler would come out every week and tell us, well, all our goals are still in front of us. And, 4 or 5 losses in, you're like, I'm not sure exactly what the goals were then.
The goals are
Yeah,
changing.
but it was funny. A few guys said it the other night, and I think said it Tuesday to us. And when you think about it, it's actually true. If you really believe, now I don't, before the season, I didn't believe Michigan State was a playoff team.
No, but
But if
it's a
they do,
fact. I mean, it's a fact. If they run the table and beat Michigan and beat
yes,
Ohio State, of course they're going to be in the
they will be.
discussion.
They will be. And you could
Yeah.
look back and say playing and losing at Washington was more of a benefit than playing somebody at some nobody at home. Because maybe that taught you a lot more. You learned a lot more things.
Yeah.
And then if you do get on this roll, I mean, I don't think it's happened, but that's there for Michigan State. If they truly are a great team that just played terrible, they're probably somewhere in between. But I don't know. You're right. The scheduling
It's just not. I
is
mean, the
silly.
only, I mean, it's such a small season. I mean, people
Yeah.
look forward to college football like almost nothing else. I mean, and it just. What's the point? I mean, again, there's four teams that make it. And I'm
Yeah.
sorry, Minnesota, but you're probably not one of them. So maybe schedule somebody, but whatever. Here's what it is. Scheduling can be talked about. I think it'll improve once they expand the playoffs because there'll be more margin for error if you lose an early season game. And so by the way, was this a Washington series? This is one dropped by Michigan. Is that true?
Yeah, the
Yeah,
Michigan
I'm
State
sorry.
picked it up because I forget what Michigan State lost.
They lost. Did they lose Alabama?
No, that's
That was years
been in the
ago.
past. Which another one? Alabama didn't want to play at. Nick didn't want to play at Spartan Stadium. That's why that one ended. But no, that's.
Nick didn't want to play at Spartan Stadium when he was coaching at Spartan
Oh,
Stadium.
well, they wanted to change it to play at home you know, the game down in Tuscaloosa and then have the second game be neutral site.
Yeah, that's
And
what
Minnesota said
thing.
take a, or Michigan State said take a hike.
Yeah.
So, but no, that's been a few years past. So I forget. Yeah. But yeah, Michigan State added this after losing some. I think it was Boise. I think it was the Boise State.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Home and home. And this was an upgrade, surely. I mean, obviously, back when you were scheduled Boise State, they were the, you know, the mid major. But, you know, that stuff doesn't always last forever. I mean, they're still solid, but.
But, you know, you got Michigan State, you know. Michigan or Michigan State every year should one of them should be scheduling a state school. I think that's totally fair. And then, you know, then maybe a cupcake and then maybe a freaking good game. And at least Michigan State went on the road and found out where they stand. And they stand on some wobbly feet right now.
Yeah. I think
against a team that, again, we don't know much about, but I think Minnesota's pretty good. And, you know, they're a contender in that West, but, you know,
we don't know what that says either. Right. But I mean, Minnesota is a team that's going to be solid because they're going to be able to run the ball well. They got a veteran quarterback, and their defense is good. I you know, are they 17 points through three games good? No. But they're not going to wow you. They lost their top receiver, so we'll see how that affects them. But they're going to run the ball, control line of scrimmage. This will be a big test because this is such a different defensive approach now for Michigan State. Are you going to have to worry about all your safeties and corners being out of position? I mean, you're always going to have to worry about it, but I don't think Tanner Morgan is going to come in and throw for 400 yards, but
I won't rule it out.
I wouldn't, but I mean, this is a team that's going to run the ball first, and you know, obviously Mo Ibrahim's a heck of a runner. They're healthy there now, so yeah, there's a lot of things to like about Minnesota, but I just feel like we were like last week. I don't know what I'm not sure what we're dealing with yet, and it's,
we know a little bit more about
so many definitive statements being made about both of these teams already. And it's just, I don't know. We'll see. I think Michigan State will be fine. We'll see if Jaden Reed comes back. I really don't know about that at the point. Is Jacob Slade back? I think that'll be a big factor defensively. I mean, they got it. They're not that healthy right now, but you're seeing some other, you saw Peyton Thorne played well. I mean, that to me, as I wrote, that's the silver lining.
I thought he played pretty well. I don't
he made one.
I don't
made
think
one
he was
mistake.
Done any favor. I don't think he was done any favors.
No,
by his teammates.
Yeah, he made the one mistake on the interception deep in their own end, which after another goal line stand. But what we saw 99% of that game was the Peyton Thorne that we expected to see.
That's the thing. Maybe Michigan State's secret to defense, since they have no secondary, is just to get the opponent down to the goal line and stop them there. It works. I mean,
give them the ball inside the five. Go ahead.
Give them less room to throw the ball, and maybe you'll be all right. That's basically what it looked like to me on Saturday.
I don't think they're going to go with that approach, but you never know.
Hey, you know what? Like the new Tigers president, Scott Harris, said this week, if you're not being different, you're falling behind. So I'm just saying, might be an innovative approach.
Well, and the other thing, too, is offensively, they didn't run the ball worth a darn after the first. So that's something we learned was the running game a little bit of fool's gold. I don't know. But, you know, Jay Johnson still says, oh, balance, balance. But it's clear this team is better throwing the ball first.
Yeah.
At least to set up. Yeah, they're not going to abandon the run completely, obviously. But
when you got a guy like Thorne who's been around the block, I mean, he's – you know, it's usually pretty accurate.
He was.
Again, he was not helped out by some of his receivers.
No, and he took some big hits, too. And, you know, there was a little talk of, hey, you know, slide next time. Although,
you know what?
A week or two, he took some big hits sliding.
But it sends a message to your teammates, though.
It does.
I'm out here risking my life and limb. You know, let's go, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's a big
he's a gamer. He's a gamer. I mean, he was gritty. I mean, you know, they were down by a lot early, and he was gritty. I mean, he made some plays. He ran.
Yeah.
He
did. And Keon Coleman played really well.
Coleman played really well, yeah.
Made some big catches. So yeah. It's like you didn't – I don't want to say you didn't miss Jaden Reed, but not having Jaden Reed isn't why all that happened.
No,
it certainly helps you offensively when teams got to worry about him first.
He got smacked in the face at the beginning and then couldn't catch up. And
well, that's the thing, if that very first offensive drive, even if they don't score, if they just string together three, four first downs and, you know, keep the defense off the field. I mean, they ran six plays in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It's just,
and then
we're hammering the defense and rightly so. But the offense didn't do their job at all for the first
No,
quarter and a half.
I mean
I mean,
the defense put you in a pretty insurmountable hole. But
right, but I'm saying
no,
they didn't help
the
themselves.
offense, no, they didn't. And that maybe that was a little effect of the crowd, who because the crowd was getting into it at that point. But well, the safety was just brutal. I mean, you make such a huge play and then stop them, what, three or four straight from the one. So
One or two right
yeah, I mean
around
it was,
there,
I mean,
yeah.
and then you get the safety. That was a killer. But we got another game this week and a big stretch for Michigan State. So see how they respond. I don't remember. I think we both had them beating Minnesota.
Yeah, I think.
I think I was the only one who had them losing to Washington, although I think I maybe waffled on that last week. So
Yeah, I was. I had a little more confidence in them at Washington than obviously I should have, but
yeah.
you know.
Whatever.
What do you know? Like I said, I picked them 6-6 last year.
Yeah.
Look at my picks in the paper. Whew.
I don't read. I don't read our
Oh,
paper.
trust me. We
Ooh,
the week two, I was 2-12-1.
you guys use the spread though. Spread's tricky,
It
man. Spread's tricky.
is, but oh
That
boy.
that's still pretty bad. I hope you're not putting real dollars on this.
No, come
Real
on.
dollars are the real donuts.
Not
So
with that sort of production. No, sir.
no. All right. Well, nothing really new on the basketball front, right? We had the injury news last week, so
Yeah, nothing new there. They'll start practice here in next. What is today? The 27th. So next week,
yeah.
start practice next Monday,
Well,
Tuesday.
and today we're recording this, by the way, on Thursday morning, and it's 61 degrees outside, and
Ooh, feels like fall.
it is fall, and that's my favorite time of year. Like yesterday, I played a little round of golf late in the afternoon, and it was like 82, and I'm like, I can't wait for tomorrow. I love this weather. I bought some apple cider. This is perfect. This is fall, but before you know it, it's gonna be freaking winter with basketball. So
Yep.
time flies, man. Time flies.
Yep.
By the way, just a side note, did you see who joined the Michigan State baseball staff?
I had a meeting. I
They had
heard
a
a little tip.
meeting.
I heard a little tip of that a few weeks before, only because he lives on the same lake as a friend of mine.
In
And
Michigan?
yeah.
Really?
I guess his wife is from here or something.
Okay.
So that's why he's here.
Well, he was a. I remember him being a pain in the ass against the Tigers.
Oh
So
yeah.
especially when he was with the White Sox, good ball player.
Let's
But
see if he can make a difference for
yeah,
Reddy.
so he joins. Yeah, so he joins. That's a good little recruiting pitch. I mean, you got World Series champion, 12-year, 11-year major leaguer. So
Well, they
kind of
need something
interesting.
there to kind of spark their
Yeah. Their
program.
baseball program is in rough shape. But now you got an opportunity. You got Michigan with a new coach. You got an opportunity to make some.
Yeah.
Michigan State baseball has such a great history. It just has been, not
And
good.
I've professed my love for Jake Boss many times,
Jake
so I
Boss is a
hope that.
great guy, but he knows he's not producing. They're not getting
Yeah.
it done right now. So,
Well, he's got a boss now that isn't going to mess around, so.
no, you gotta. I think the new AD is. This is the first AD in a long time at Michigan State who values winning records and production from all the sports,
Yep.
not just the money makers. So, yeah, actually, at Western Michigan, Daniel Schreier, if you remember him, former Tigers pitcher, he joined the Western Michigan baseball staff. So.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean these guys, they're all coming back to college. Not a bad place to be back in college. Well, I
Yeah, I hear
always tell people when I talk to young kids who are going to college, I always tell them, they're always like, "I'll be done in 4 years." I'm like, "Hold on, hold on, hold
Take
on.
your
Take
time.
your time, because that first 6 months that you get out of college, you're going to be wishing that you took 2 more years or another year at least. I
That
did
was
five, and that was perfect."
I'm the poster child of that.
Yeah,
Got out
yeah.
for 4 years and thought, what the hell did I do that
No,
for?
no mistake.
Yeah.
Mistake. Anyway, so Michigan hosts Minnesota 3:30 on Saturday, Spartan Stadium. It'd be an interesting game.
Can I get a noon game for the love of everything holy?
I don't think the Big Ten really prioritizes your
They do
comfort.
not.
No.
No, they do not. It's
So, and then Michigan hosts Maryland, which will be interesting.
a team that can score some points. Watch
Yeah,
out.
that's gonna be interesting. So we'll see what the Michigan's 3-0, of course, Michigan State 2-1. So check out DetroitNews.com all week and all weekend for Matt's coverage. He's got it all covered. You can buy a subscription still, I believe, for 2 years for $22. You can't get better than that. I mean, a Big Mac meal is like $12. Give me 2 years for $22. I mean, that ain't bad. You get a lot of good coverage from Matt, and of course, Angelique covering Michigan. We get Wojo's hilarious picks column every week. You get John Neo chiming in, and you get Matt's Big Ten power rankings. You get this podcast. I mean, geez, 2 years, $22. Not bad.
What else could you ask for? Come on.
No, it's a good deal. But anyway, that'll do it. Matt will be at Spartan Stadium on Saturday. Check out DetroitNews.com for all his live coverage, and we'll be back next week to talk about who's next week?
Where are they at? They're at Maryland next.
Maryland. Okay. And then they got
some Ohio State team.
Ohio State, yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we know a little bit about them.
A little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll do it. We'll be back next week to talk about this game and next week's game. Matt, enjoy this fall weather. Go get some cider and donuts.
I will. See ya.
Bye.